What is up, guys? It has been a hot minute. I don't even know. I didn't even look before I started recording, but I know it's been a couple months at least since we've put anything out. We've been incessantly, nonstop, plowing snow up here in Colorado. We've just been crazy busy. But I am planning on getting some stuff back together and getting some more content out for you guys. If you follow us on TikTok, you can follow the little link on our TikTok to go order Dubby Energy. Or you can do that off of our Twitter page. And so a couple, I don't know if you'd call it like a record keeping or minutes or whatever, things to go through. I am now a one-man show. Kyler, fortunately for him, unfortunately for the show, he got himself a fancy new job back down in New Mexico, so he will no longer be making the commute or the podcast. I mean, I'm going to try to have him on some special episodes where we can get him back on the mic. I'm hoping sometime soon would be great. I just kind of made the decision to keep moving forward with this by myself. I don't know how good it's going to be because it's so much easier to make content when you have somebody to talk to. But I'm going to do my best. And I've missed making the podcast. I've missed being involved with all the Potter and family people. So I'm hoping to get back into the swing of things there. And yeah, I was going to start off today's episode with, things have been trending on the downward spiral. Spiral in Farmington and the surrounding areas. It's been getting a lot shadier and a lot sketchier. And I was going to do a whole bunch of crime statistics, but that was what I was going to go with, and then I was going to cover a case from Farmington, but instead, I saw a TikTok the other night about this thing called InspiroBot, and if you have a chance, this is something you genuinely have to check out for yourselves. It's just InspiroBot.com. And it'll either generate random images with random what it deems inspirational quotes, or you can go into mindfulness mode, and it'll generate like relaxing meditation music and read out its own inspirational quotes. I let it play for a while today on my lunch break, and I just kind of took down some of the things it said. Fair warning. Some of these are real weird, and some of them are, like, not exactly appropriate, but, you know, it's a robot, so it's okay. The first one that it spat out to me and really kind of caught me off guard was, governments are not supposed to milk your head. I'm 100% not positive what that means, but I wish there was, like, a function where you could ask it what it was talking about. Because that one needs a little explanation. The next one is even weirder. It says, the moment you understand how to milk her, you understand how to incarcerate her. I'm hoping, sincerely, that this robot is talking about cows. Really weird stuff, man. And then it just keeps, like, getting weirder and weirder. Blessed is he that halteth his brother's wife, for he also halteth himself, and be assured that no respectable person has yet blessed his own biceps, and yet liked it, exactly like the king and his foils, for we are the goats of his intestines. I feel like this thing may be having like some sort of crisis with its intelligence and not really knowing anything about humanity. I don't know if this is actually like an AI thing or if it's like people putting these things out there, but if it's people, I'm sincerely concerned for these people. Carrying on. It says, can it be that a mistake can change our perception of masturbation material as we get older? And then, immediately after that, it spat out, brush teeth before touch self. It just keeps getting, I don't know, it goes through like periods where it like says things for a moment and you're like, oh, actually, I could see where that would be inspirational. And then it spits out things like brush teeth before touch self. Then it says, one cannot have nothingness without having the daughter. I don't know what that's all about. And up next, it tells me mimes like it rough. This is a trip, guys. Like, you need to go check it out for reals. All right. There is a fine line between metrosexuality and drug use. Without distraction, there can be no autoerotic asphyxiation. Stop being powerful. And then it just went on a whole rant about how they promised the website is not ran by reptilians or saurians or any other type of lizard people. Like, seriously, it was like 5 minutes. And it's like, no, honestly, think about it. Could lizard people run a tech company? Yeah, it was kind of weird. Only when you understand the negative aspects of being alive will you understand laughter. It's kind of dark. And then it tells you for your next inspirational quote, which, might I add, was a picture of a girl like chowing down on a banana really weirdly. It says, act like a handicapped person. And then it says, you are a black belt dream vampire. And then it says, reimagining paranoia creates erotic fantasies. I'm sure for some people that's the case, but not this reporter, if you know what I mean. And then it decided to go like weird again. And it says, E equals MC squared? A joke? Question mark? And then it says, napalm loves you. And then it says, cunnilingus is always alcoholism, but then again, so are you. So I'm not really certain if this thing follows like an actual pattern, but just wait. But wait, there's more! Try to ignore crystal healing and self-hatred. Respected is a friend who hides his cheese. TV sets are much more than TV sets. Neighbors, some want to sell you. Computer systems begin when we learn to be barbed wire fences. Consuming animals means consuming pigs. This was one of my favorite ones that it spit out because I'm definitely not a slim person. And it says, true happiness is forming sexual bonds with slim folks. Oh, and then it says, what's so immoral about encouraging an unemployed person to be your mother? And then it says that priests swallow people whole. I'm not sure that's true. I might need to fact check that one. And then it says, appreciate how all of your bodily orifices are slipping into your nostrils. Think about how your bowels and time itself are two sides of the same coin. And my all-time favorite piece of wisdom it dropped on me, try to breathe through your butthole. And then again, it tried to quote something from history and got it incredibly wrong. Spare the twig, spoil the sphincter. And then it said, society is just a happy sausage party. And And that was all of the wonderful, wonderful wisdom I got from InspiroBot. I mean, you could go on for days trying to discuss all the things that this robot, if that's what it is, has to say. Some other interesting ones, if you're into messing with AI or robots or whatever, is, what's the name of that thing? I cannot for the life of me remember the name of it. But you ask like a genie. You can get it in the App Store. The Akinator. And it's like crazy accurate. I'm a big D&D nerd, and I listen to a lot of D&D podcasts, and it like tells you to think of a person or a character, and then it asks you really not very specific questions, sometimes way too specific, but most of the time pretty general questions. And so far it figured out that I was talking about the cast of Critical Role, each person one at a time. So yeah, that was a little strange. That thing's pretty accurate. If you really like messing with AI, you can get Replica, which is kind of weird, because no matter what you do, it ends up trying to be your girlfriend, or boyfriend, or whatever friend. But yeah, AI is like a whole can of worms, and once you crack that open, it's like a giant rabbit hole. You just fall straight down, and there's really no bottom to it that I've found. It's pretty incredible. In some cases, and then in some cases, it tells you to breathe through your butthole. So, I mean, depending on what kind of wisdom you're looking for, InspiroBot could be the answer for you. Yeah, I'm still a little blown away by that website. Never before have I seen an inspirational quote of somebody running their hands gently through a sand dune and saying breathe through your butthole. Pretty incredible stuff. Next level, top tier. But yeah, anyways, I gotta stop and put some fuel in this podcast mobile, and then I will resume shortly. All right, and we're back from our regularly scheduled pit stop with your favorite low budget podcast. That's me. I can't really, it's one thing that's going to suck now. I can't really do the intro the way we used to do the intro, because it just won't be the same. And while we will still be casting pods left and right, it's just not going to be the same to do the whole intro the way we used to. So I'm going to be workshopping a couple of intro ideas. It's been a struggle lately to get any time to record an episode, because like there's been days or weeks, I should say, where I've spent the entire week up here in a hotel room so that I can get 2 hours of sleep and go back out and keep plowing snow. It's been pretty crazy. I apologize for having been off the air for so long, but there were other things contributing to not recording besides just plowing snow. You know, you gotta cut time out and make time for the family in the process of everything. And as such, I won't be recording an episode tomorrow, because tomorrow I am taking my daughter, well, me and my wife are taking my daughter, to get her checkup so that she can sign up to do the Special Olympics. So I think that'll be pretty cool. She's been doing a little bit of soccer stuff here and there. It's called Top Soccer. It's like a youth soccer thing for kids with special needs. And I mean, it's all been pretty cool for her. But that kid, if she ever decides to like set up a PC and start streaming Minecraft, that kid's gonna make bajillions of dollars. She is a savant at Minecraft. It's insane. I know I've said that before, and I like to brag on her, so sometimes you just gonna have to listen to me brag a little bit. But speaking of games, there's been an issue floating around here lately that people are just getting absolutely destroyed over. It's the Harry Potter Hogwarts Legacy thing. I don't even know if it's called Harry Potter. I think it's just called Hogwarts Legacy. But regardless, it's set in the Hogwarts Legacy thing. And I don't even know the full story. I've looked up some of it just to get an idea of background. And apparently J.K. Rowling said some things, which I read some of them. And yes, they could be taken to be offensive. And I think some of them probably were a little overboard. And I didn't get into the whole, I saw like this whole thing where supposedly she wrote like an turf war thing. I don't even know what that's about. So I'm not picking sides on this issue. I don't care. And not that I don't care about the people who are on both sides of the issue, but like, guys, have we really gone that far away from just like being decent humans that like it shouldn't matter if someone is like different than us in any way, you know? And like, don't get me wrong. When I was younger, I had my moments that I'm not very proud of. But through having a child with special needs, it really opens up your eyes on how cool it is when someone is like accepting and not judgmental and not putting them down about something. It's like, you know, on one side, you've got all these people who are just straight bashing trans people. And then you've got other, like, the trans people and the allies of the trans people and all that who are just bashing all these other people. Maybe, we take a lesson from InspiroBot. Maybe we all just take a minute and breathe through our buttholes. And just go back to the basics of, like, hey, what you do is none of my business. What I do is none of your business. As long as you're cool with me, I'll be cool with you. You know, it shouldn't be that hard to be decent to each other. Even if you disagree. That's my stance on the whole thing. And same goes for like this whole new, there's a Hershey's campaign with the same issues surrounding it. And then Daily Wire owners came out and made their own chocolate bar. That's basically, but it's not even about chocolate, right? It's about trans rights or whatever you want to call it. I don't even know at this point. Hershey's made an ad for Women's Day with a trans lady as the spokesperson. So then these other guys come out and they make ads for like, oh, well, instead of a her-she chocolate bar, we're going to make she, her, and he, him. And one of them has nuts. Like, really, guys? It's not that I'm saying there can't be a difference in opinion. Because, obviously, you know, like, we're humans. Everyone is going to have a difference of opinion. There's very rarely going to be something that people universally agree upon as being good, bad, in between. But can we not be so childish, man? Like, is that what our world is now? Like, that is, like, crippling the internet right now? A video game and a chocolate bar? Guys, come on. Got bigger fish to fry. Like, Russian fish to fry. And, like, Chinese fish to fry. If you catch them adrift. Like, just be decent with each other. And maybe we could even avoid those situations. But yeah, there's my little rant on the issues going up today, I guess, that I know of. But yeah, I'm just through trying to justify one side versus another side. Like, how about we all just meet in the middle? I think it's Diamond Rio that sings that song. I start walking your way, you start walking mine. We'll meet in the middle, neath that old Georgia pine. I forget the other words, but basically the chorus is there ain't no road too long if we meet in the middle. There ain't no road too long if we breathe through our butthole. I think that's the lesson that needs to be taken. But yeah, there's my rant. Done ranting. Back to some other cool stuff. I'm going to try to get a couple episodes in a week. I'm going to be a little bit more active on Twitter than I was. I've been very inactive on Twitter. Same with TikTok. I haven't really done a lot with our TikTok page, but I'm going to try to get things trending in the right direction again. Try to get up and going. Just really try to bring this baby back up into the air, if you know what I mean. It's going to be a difficult road by myself, so be kind. Please rewind, I guess. Just like, don't trash me for having crap content. Because let's all be honest, it's been crap since the beginning. And I think that's why it works. Because sometimes people just want to listen to crap. But anyways, that's all for tonight's episode. I'm sorry it's a short one. Yeah. I will catch you guys next week. You all have a good night and just be kind to each other. Toodles.
It's time to feel the rage. Join us on Film Rage, where we talk movies, current releases, coming attractions, streaming, and classic films as well. Directors and actors, beware, as you cannot hide from the rage. My name is Bryce, and I'm part of the Film Rage crew, which also includes Jim.
Hey, hey.
And Murray.
Yo.
Why is it you always talk all the time? I can't understand why you're the voice.
This is the Merman, the voice of reason. These two can't agree on anything most of the time. Some movies are Mondo, some are just suck. Every week, something is going to make us rage. Join us every Wednesday and
feel the rage.